And the trench that the plow cuts in the field.
Drill.
And you had, you planted wheat, you might say. We raised a big...
crop.
Of what?
A big crop of wheat, or it could be corn, or anything that you happen to plant.
Yeah, crop. And you had a lot of trees on the land, and you, and one year, and the next year they were all gone, you might say to your neighbor, I
cleared.
And if you plant hay or something, and cut it once, and then it grows up again.
You get a second crop.
And you know the way that they would put the wheat into a unit of some sort? They call it a bind, a bundle, a sheaf, a shock, or whatever it would be.
Well, I think it's called shock up in this country more than anything else. Of course, they don't use it. They don't. Yeah. They usually combine it now.
It's an older, obviously an older term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after they've done everything that has to be done to the wheat, they've got the grain in a...
It's been thrashed, you mean?
Whatever they do to it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They thrash it.
You might say then we have 40 of wheat. 40,
40 bushels of wheat.
Okay, and now back to the units again with corn. Would that be a shock too? If
well, that would yes. Corn
Halloween
shocks.
Time.
Yeah.
How about oats? What, I know they have a new system with oats now, but what they used to do with the oats? They'd have to hire a group of men to go out and...
thrash, well...
Mm-hmm.
Thrash or harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they did that for the wheat, too.
You might say then the poor farm wife had to cook for...
the thrashers, as a rule.
Okay, and if you give somebody a lift in the car, and you stop and say, well, I'm sorry, but this is all the...
this is as far as I'm going?
Or would you say this is all the farther or all the further?
Well, I'd say this is as far as I'm going, I believe. Or this is as far as I can take you.
All right. And then you might say 2 miles is that I'm going to go. It's the... that I'm going to go.
The...
2 miles is the...
farthest?
If this is mine and that's
yours,
and that's yours, this is
mine,
and this is theirs, that's
mine,
or the group of us, that's theirs, but this is
ours,
and this is ours, but that's
theirs.
Okay, and this is you might say his and hers and also, just to get all the pronouns there, possessive.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes to your house and you want them to come back again, when they leave, you say, oh, when are you...
when are you coming back to see us, huh? I don't think we'd say, when are you going to return? We'd say, when will you be back, or when can you come back?
Okay. you go to a party and your wife doesn't. Get home and your wife says, well, she wants to know the names of the people that was there. She'd say, how would she ask you that?
Who were there?
And you go there and somebody tells you a long story about something, and you get home and your wife asks you, she wants to know what all the things that he said, so she said,
what did John say?
Okay. Now, there are certain kinds of homemade breads that we still make, or they used to make. What kinds?
White bread, rye bread, graham bread, corn bread.